Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Suzanne Paling is here. Suzanne's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. She's become a great Brain Trust member in the last few years. She's one of the top salesmanship experts in the world, one of the top sales management experts in the galaxy, and she's written one of my favorite books. I love this title. Because it is so darn accurate, it's so darn apropos for what really happens out there in the sales organizations, the accidental sales manager, and then of course the sales leader problem solver. She's our good friend Suzanne Paling. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. So I was telling the audience that one of the things that wasn't going on as much as it should have 50 years ago was training and coaching salespeople. And today it's like a million times worse not to be doing that because the customer is so much more advanced than they were back in those days. Back in, when I started out, when I was a pup with a kit bag, Suzanne, the customer needed me because I was their internet. So they could put up with all my fumblings and, you know, they did. They put up with a lot of stuff that they shouldn't have had to put up with because we knew what they didn't know. Today, that's different.
Well, and you came. Yeah.
You can't allow that to happen. You can't survive if you don't have well-trained, well-coached salespeople, can you?
No. And back pre-internet, salespeople came with information that was absolutely unavailable to the customer.
That's right.
So you're right. They did have to put up with us more.
So now you talk about coaching. Is coaching different from training?
Coaching is different from training. When you're training someone, you're teaching them a methodology, a process, a way to go about it.
Communication skills and communication tools and of course product information, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and it's very needed and it's very, very valuable. But coaching is working one-on-one with the person. You're trying to decide and determine where it is they're strong, where they could use some help, and you're working to get them to the next level. And it's the beginning of the new year, and this is a great time to start coaching your reps. They're enthusiastic,
right?
New quotas, maybe new territories, new goals, maybe even new products. Capitalize on that and start coaching right now.
So training, if you see someone, a sales manager with two or three people in front of them, they're probably training. If you see a sales manager with one person in front of them, they're probably coaching.
They're probably coaching, maybe doing a deal review, reviewing a pipeline, maybe conducting a performance review, but they also could be coaching.
Our self-analysis. Remember, you know, you probably did too. One of the things that I learned from when I was with Xerox that's been essential in my career is the concept of self-analysis, which meant that whenever I left a call, I replayed in my mind how that call went, every step to see where I messed up and where I did good. They might be doing something like that, right? A little bit of self-analysis, help them out?
It does. After every call, we should look back and think about it. You know, what did I do really well? What maybe needs some improvement? One of the things you can do when you are first setting out to coach someone is to talk to them about how they feel about their performance overall and find out where they think they need work, and if you're in agreement with them, coach around that because you'll get further with them. We all work harder when we're bought in.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense because if you don't, you probably need to start there, right? I mean, just say, well, how do you think that went? Because especially And of course, one of the perfect opportunities for coaching is when you ride with them, right? And we're talking B2B here a lot, folks. This could be business to consumer. You could be doing this in a showroom, in a store. But if you've been helping the salesperson, you've been right there with them, you were riding with them on a B2B call. It would be after the call. How do you think that went? I've done it, and I've had it done to me many times. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really critical. You get their input first, and I know from having done it myself many, many times with different reps, I'm always a little bit surprised by one or two things that they say. Sometimes I agree, sometimes I don't, but it really lets me inside their head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, that's interesting, or I didn't think about that, or I missed that, or I didn't pick up on that, or, oh my goodness, I'm not sure I'm in agreement with that.
Mm-hmm.
If they really need to work on some areas and they don't see that at all, it's incumbent upon the coach to point that out.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just let people pick anything. But once you talk about those two or three things they need to work on, let them pick or get some agreement on it as a way to start out for the first thing that you work on together.
Right. And would you try to find a way to let them, if they don't come up with it, instead of pointing out, now this is what you did wrong, could you say, well, did you notice that there was a point where the customer didn't respond like you probably thought they should? Say it like that. In other words, usually, more than likely, if there's a point that needs to be fixed, it was probably a time when the customer didn't do what we wanted them to do, right?
Exactly. Or you can say, you know, when the customer brought up an objection to product A, what do you think happened there?
Mm, that's great.
What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and start getting them to see it. And if you pick one thing to work on together, you can then give them milestones and mm-hmm. noticeable improvement.
You think that's really, a big deal to you, isn't it? Not to load them up with a bunch of things to work on. Pick one thing out, maybe the most egregious, the most obvious, and work on that one at a time?
One at a time. It's just too confusing if you do it any other way. And they don't really see progress. If you've got two or three things going on, that's a difficult thing to do for a sales rep.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone who's doing a lot of prospecting, let's say let's really focus on our introduction.
Right. Suzanne, I need your website, please.
It's www.salesmanagementservices.com.
All right, so check it out. The books are there. They can find out more about the books there, too, can't they?
Yes, both books are on the website.
So check it out, folks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Suzanne Paling. More to come after these messages. We're going to help you coach those sales reps.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.